Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Ryan. Thanks a lot for joining us today. It's a big time now as we're approaching the NFL Scouting Combine. You're out there training at elite athletes. Let me ask you, what are you up to? What are you doing right now in these last couple weeks before you head out to Indianapolis for that big audition, that big interview with the NFL teams?
Just making sure everything's, ready to go. We've been training. I've been training for the last, 2 months, month and a half and everything, just getting my body ready, for the 40 and, the bench press and, just all the drills. I'm happy to endure at the combine. So, just going through, basically the checklist is making sure everything's fine, that I'm ready to go and ready to compete at this combine.
All right, now let me ask you, who are some of the guys out there that you're training with on a regular basis there? I know there's a bunch of, talented guys who we're going to see in the NFL playing next year there at Elite Athletes.
We got Rashad from Georgia, the safety. We got a couple dudes from back home from Fresno State. We got Shea Ezer, Tutu and Chaston West, Dominique Franks, Brian Jackson from Oklahoma, Lamar Houston from Texas, Brian Price from UCLA, Terrence Austin from UCLA. We got some pretty big names over here, and they all push themselves hard, just like I'm trying to push myself hard. And I think we've all bettered ourselves of being at Elite Athletics.
Sounds like a really special group you guys have there. So I'm assuming you guys are developing a little bit of a bond and kind of pushing each other as you guys are all prepping for that same goal.
Yeah, coming in here, you really don't expect to, get close with the guys, you've been competing against and whatnot, but, it's really a bond as you do, and, you sit there and you work out every day with them, and, you do make that bond, and you do make new friendships that you never thought you could make, but, everything's been going good, everyone's been working hard, and, just supporting each other, and, just doing what we can do to better ourselves.
Now, how about when you're not training and you're not working hard? And I know the answer I get a lot is I sleep when I'm not training and I'm not working hard. But what else do you guys have time for? Any recreational activities at all while you're out there, or is it just business 24/7?
Yeah, we get some time off. Our workout ends probably around 3 or 4, and we get to go home, and we always have Sundays off. But most of the time we just sit there and just try and enjoy the day off, because our work days are, pretty intense with us doing it with the running and the lifting and everything. So, either we'll hop on the game and play some PS3 or something, just play some man against each other, or, just hang around in the lobby of the hotel and just talk and everything. But, usually, like you said, we're sleeping or, doing something just to rest our bodies.
So when you guys are playing Madden, what team are you picking?
But to me, I usually just play with whoever I can. I'm not that good at Madden, and I usually get beat at it. But I just usually pick the team with the best stats or with the best running back. Because all I do is try and run the ball, and it really doesn't go my way. So they pretty much just shut me down every time. But whoever has the best running back on that team, I try and pick and just try and run the ball every time.
So who is the Madden champ then among the group there? Who's there? Who's somebody who's just whipping everybody when they play?
Right now, I would have to say it's tied between Lamar Houston and Shea Ezer Tutu. They both get after, one will win one time, and the other one will win one time, and they're pretty good games, even to watch, if you're not playing. But, he's probably tied between them two.
All right, I know we're going to be interviewing a lot of guys there, so I'm going to have to bring it up when we talk to them to see what they have to say, who's better, one or the other. It'll be interesting to see. How about, when you're home, What could we find Ryan Matthews doing? Let's say not just during the training time. Let the fans know a little bit about yourself off the field. What are some of the things that you like to do when you're not playing football or you aren't going to school and stuff?
Just hanging around friends or being around family members. That's the time with your friends. Are priceless. All the memories you can make and just being outside with them, just doing something. Doing something active or just hanging around the house watching movies or something. Just kicking it, and I'm pretty much a laid back dude, I would have to say, and during in the summertime, I always like to be outside, you know, either at the lake, on a boat, and at the in the water and stuff, or, you know, in the wintertime, I usually like to, I used to go snowboarding. I don't think I can do it anymore, but, you know, I used to be up on a mountain every day with friends, you know, just doing a lot of stuff with friends, and, you know, just keeping family members, you know, by your side. My mom especially, you know, she's always, you know, been a big part of my life, so, you know, I'm always calling her, seeing what she's up to, you know, taking her out to lunch, and, you know, treating her to the stuff here and there, so.
And we're talking to Ryan Matthews, running back from Fresno State. He rumbled for 1,808 yards last season, 19 touchdowns, 6.6 yards per carry. Pretty impressive numbers. No surprise at all that you declare for the NFL draft, Ryan. Now, you mentioned, you know, snowboarding as something I might not be able to do. I'm assuming you mean because, hey, those NFL contracts, they're not going to want to mess around with you. Now, on the flip side, have you started to think about things, maybe something that you're looking forward to do that you're going to be able to do because you're in the NFL that you couldn't do in the past?
You know, I really haven't thought about that yet. You know, my thought process right now is just being able to, you know, make it to the league first, and being able to, you know, just being able to say that I'm in the league. You know, being able to play for a team, and, you know, that's my main priority right now is, you know, being able to sign a contract, you know, for that money that I might be getting, you know, so, you know, I could start saving it or doing what I have to do with it. So, you know, but I really haven't thought about it, you know what I mean? I'll probably just keep doing what I'm doing and just, you know, just keep continuing to hang out with friends and, you know, family members.
You're just staying focused then, you know. It's like, you know, you got Boise State 3 games away from now, but you're not looking ahead at Boise State, right? You're focused on the game that's coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, but you know, you got to take it one game at a time. You know, it's you got to be 1-0. That's really all that matters.
All right, let me ask you this: who's the best back in the 2010 draft? For the people out there listening, they want to know who's the number one running back coming up in this draft class.
All the running backs going in, I think, are really great. I couldn't say either one of them are the best. And I think they all have their own, you know, different running styles and, you know, you could put a different back, you know, each of us on a different team. You know, we can all do great things, but, you know, saying, you know, that you're the you know, someone's the best back is, I think you couldn't really say that because, you know, we really haven't proven anything yet. You know, we're not in the league, and, you know, we really haven't, you know, touched the ball yet in a whole different level. You know, we've done great things at our level, at the college level, but we really haven't shown anything, you know, on the next level, on the professional level. So I think, you know, to call yourself great, you have to accomplish things on the next level first.
No, I could definitely hear that, and I appreciate that. Now, but let me ask you at the same time, let me ask you if, you know, people say, hey, C.J. Spiller, he's got the all-purpose stuff. Javid Best, you know, watch, can't wait to see what he does with that, you know, 40-yard dash and his sprinter speed. You got the big guy, Jonathan Dwyer, coming out of Georgia Tech. I mean, I think you know the group of guys you're being compared to, and now I want to know, you know, what does Ryan Matthews bring to the table? You know, pitch yourself to me. What do you bring to the table?
Basically, I'd have to say all-around back. You know, I can catch out the backfield. You know, I can run between the tackles, and I can run outside. And, you know, I got great vision, great speed, you know what I mean? And I got great, you know, endurance. And, you know, basically, I think I can bring it all to the table. It's just, you know, like I said, different backs bring different things, and, you know, different clubs are going to see different things in backs, what they need, and, you know, how they play on the offense. So, you know, it just depends on, you know, who likes what and, you know, who wants where. It's just all going to depend on, you know, what round we go in or, you know, what position we go in or whatnot.
Do you think there's a particular system that kind of suits you best?
I'd have to say there'd probably be a couple systems, you know what I mean? San Diego would be a good one. You know, Cleveland runs the ball great. And, you know, Denver runs the ball, but, you know, a couple of those guys already have great running backs. So, you know what I mean? It really doesn't matter. I just want to keep playing football, you know, and just keep having fun with it. You know, it's a sport I love to play. So, where I go, I really don't care just as long as I'm playing.
We're talking to Ryan Matthews out of Fresno State, one of the top running backs coming up in the 2010 class. Some people believe he may be a first-round pick. So you might be listening to a future first-rounder right here. He's out there at Elite Athletes preparing, working hard, getting ready for that NFL scouting combine, the ultimate interview for NFL players, for football players. Ryan, let me ask you this about your last season. I mean, Did you kind of see this coming? You know, 1,808 yards, 19 touchdowns, numbers galore. I mean, one thing that really stood out to me was, you know, you had 113 carries as a sophomore, and you reached that total on the second carry of your sixth game. I thought that was really interesting, but it wasn't even the midway point of the season. You had already ran the ball as much as you did the previous year and finished with 276 carries. Did you see this season coming?
You know, I would have to say I kind of did. You know, my freshman year, I was trying to work up to it, you know, just fighting for that spot. You know, we had other great running backs at Fresno State with Lonnie Miller and Anthony Harding and Jamal Rashad and, you know, the little guys coming up too. But my freshman year, you know, I was trying to work hard and, you know, trying to push myself to start. My sophomore year, you know, I got off to a great start and, you know, had that little nerve damage to my knee for a little bit and, you know, kind of set me back. But, you know, going into my junior year, you know, I was just pushing myself in the off season and, you know, over the summer, just working as hard as I could and, you know, just building my body up so I can take the punishment that I was going to get, you know, because the coaches are telling me, you know, that I'm going to have to step it up. I was going to have to step it up. So, you know, I did what I had to do, and, you know, everything worked out really great.
Now, is that something you really – was that like a goal of yours to really, you know, just beyond the yardage and the touchdown? I mean, we all know you guys want to score as much as possible, run for as many yards as possible. But how important was it to prove that you could be that every down back and carry the ball 25, 30, 35 times a game?
I think it was a big thing I had to prove. You know, a lot of people really doubted me and didn't really think I can do it. You know, they really thought, you know, I was more of a, you know, carry the ball, you know, probably 8 to 15 times a game and be done with it, you know. And, you know, but Coach Hill really believed in me. The offensive coordinator really believed in me. And, you know, and that's all I needed to do was I just needed a chance to prove everybody wrong, and they gave me that chance, and, you know, now I'm here training for the NFL, so I guess it all worked out great for me.
Now, you talked about building up your body a little bit heading into your junior season. Where are you at now in terms of your measurables? What's your height and weight as you're preparing for Indianapolis?
I'm about 5'11 and a half, maybe 6 foot, and weighing in around about 215, between 215 and, you know, 217. So, you know, I'm right where I wanted to be. You know, I started the season last year at 220 and felt a little heavy, and towards the middle of the season, you know, that's where, you know, I was doing some work, and, you know, I was at 215 running solid. So, you know, I'm right where I want to be, and, you know, I've been eating great and, you know, just getting, you know, basically making my body look as good as it can and, you know, being able to compete as good as it can because, you know, once you get the combine, it's like a big old meat market.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. That's how it is when you get there. And, you know, that's the first thing they do right away is, you know, strip down. Let's weigh you. Let's measure you. And the other big thing, you know, that people love to talk about with the combine, particularly for the skill guys like yourself, a running back, you know what it is. It's the 40-yard dash. You know, people love to talk about that and who can run a 4.4 or a 4.45 or whatever it may be. What's your goal? Do you have a number you want to hit when you get there?
You know, I want to stay out of the 4.5s. You know, I'm fast enough. I think I can run, you know, low 4.4s. You know, I've been training here, and, you know, if the air conditioning's on high, you know, I'm on my back, you know, I might be able to push it, you know, a high 4.3 or something, you know what I mean? But, you know, hopefully I'm looking at, you know, the low 4.4 ranges and, you know, just being able to move.
You got to teach me those tricks because I was never a swift guy. So now I know, okay, try to get the air conditioning on my back. That'll help you a little bit, right?
Yep.
Now, talk a little bit about, you know, before we let you go, talk a little bit about that decision. You know, I read where Coach Hill played a major role in that and, you know, that you really believe in the coach. And had he said, I think you need to come back, you probably would have came back. But he, in fact, said, Ryan, I think you're ready for the NFL, and that was kind of the deciding factor in you deciding to make the leap and declare.
Yeah, you know, Coach Hill, he's like a father figure to me, you know what I mean? He's been there, and he's believed in me, you know, since day one, and he's always giving me that chance. And, you know, I was kind of in between a staying, you know what I mean? I really wanted to stay and, you know, hopefully help the team win. You know, I haven't beat Boise since I was there, and that was a big thing, you know, just winning WAC and, you know, being able to, you know, hopefully make it to a BCS or make a change or, you know, hopefully something good like that. And, you know, he just talked to me and we sat down for a couple hours and, you know, he said, you know, I've accomplished everything I really needed to accomplish at Fresno State and there's nothing more I can show. And, you know, he said, I broke, you know, almost all the records that I could. And, you know, I did a lot of things that, you know, a lot of people, you know, it takes them 4 years to do, and I did it in three. And so, you know, he told me, you know, he has, I have his blessings if I wanted to go. And he said he thinks it would be, you know, in my best interest and, you know, in the best well-being of me to leave and, you know, to enter the draft. And, you know, I took it personally, and I was like, all right, you know what I mean? That's what it has to be, you know, because, you know, whatever he says, I'm going to take his word for it, you know, because he's been there and done that. And, you know, he's seen a lot of players go in and out of the system. And, you know, he's even coached in the NFL. So, you know what I mean? I took his word for it. And like I said, I'm down here now.
All right, Ryan, you know, we really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for taking out some time out of that busy schedule of yours. Good luck with the training. Good luck in Indy. We'll make sure to follow you, how you're doing there. And hopefully, you know, we can get you on after the combine, a little bit before the draft, and you can catch us up on how things are going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you.